Welcome. So we are having an intense week, not a lot of sleep in my house right now, of the 6-month healing journey we're on. Many people who have been through this say this is the most intense week, the one we're in right now. It's just because the cumulative effects of the medication, etc. So yesterday morning, my wife and I were bleary-eyed, exhausted. Neither of us got much sleep. And we look outside in our backyard, and we see two cardinals. You know, the red birds? I've never seen any cardinal in my backyard before, ever. And there are two of them. And you look up the symbolism of cardinals, and it says, cardinals appear when angels are near. And I told my wife that, and she said, yep, just what we needed after a bleak night. It's the kind of theme, the pattern we are experiencing right now. Intense emotions coming at you constantly, but also immaculate signs all around us, if you believe in such a thing. So the next morning, my wife screams to me from the kitchen, David, David. My nervous system is a bit tattered right now, so I run into the kitchen to see what's going on. And my wife's looking out the window at the altar that I told you about. It's growing and becoming more beautiful every day. It's right outside our window in the backyard. And my wife points to this hummingbird floating in the middle of this altar, which is the circular fire pit. And the hummingbird is hovering in front of all the things in the altar, the flowers, the rocks, the plants. I mean, it was amazing. So someone reached out to me today and asked if I had heard the story about the hummingbird and the forest fire. So I looked it up and I want to share this short story with you. There's this huge forest being consumed by a fire. All the animals in the forest come out and they are transfixed as they watch the forest burning and they feel overwhelmed, powerless, except this little hummingbird, which says, I'm going to do something about the fire. So it flies to the nearest stream and takes a drop of water. It puts it on the fire, goes up and down and up and down and up and down as fast as it can. In the meantime, all the other animals, much bigger animals like the elephant with a big trunk that could bring much more water, they're standing there helpless. And they say to the hummingbird, what do you think you can do? You're too little. This fire's too big. Your wings are little and your beak is so small, you can only bring a drop of water at a time. But as they continue to discourage the hummingbird turns to them without wasting any time, and it tells them, I'm doing the best I can. And that to me is what all of us should do. We should always be like a hummingbird. I may be insignificant, but I certainly don't want to be like the animals watching the planet go down the drain. I will be a hummingbird. I will do the best I can. And that story is told by a Kenyan Nobel Peace Prize winner. Her name is Wangari Maathai. And she started something called the Green Belt Movement. Now, back in 1977, this movement was a response to the needs of rural Kenyan women who reported that their streams were drying up, their food supply was not less secure, and they had to walk further and further to get firewood for fuel and protective fencing. So this lady, Wangari Maathai, she encouraged these women to work together, to grow seedlings, plant trees to bind the soil, store rainwater, provide food and firewood, and receive a small monetary token for their work. And the overarching idea here, anyone can make a difference if you put your whole heart into this world. And this Nobel Peace Prize winner, Wangari Maathai, she talks about a dad that's revolutionizing sanitation in India, a chef that's leading China's organic food movement, an Ethiopian empowering kids through skateboarding, a 16-year-old bioplastics inventor. So circle back to the beginning of this meditation. Personally, I'm feeling this dramatic shift in my life. It's not easy. It's usually not pleasant, but my heart is so much stronger and my sense of purpose is so much more clear to make a difference, to lead with love, stop worrying about all the BS, Yes, we have struggle in our lives right now, but we also have signs and love. And without this struggle, nothing would have changed. So we are embracing it. Question for you. If you can think in terms of that hummingbird story, what is your contribution to the burning fire? Something to sit with and meditate on. Are you making that contribution with your whole heart? Another question for you. Can you take this moment to recognize your struggle? And through that struggle, amidst that struggle, what are the signs? Take a moment to get more comfortable. Today, let's just focus on the breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. At times, the struggle is real, but we don't have to get stuck in it. Breathe in. Breathe out. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Breathe in, breathe out. attention wandered. Breathe in, breathe out. Coming back to the moment. Back in 1977 in Kenya, the streams were drying up, the food supply was less secure. They had to walk further and further to get firewood for fuel. This lady comes along and she says, "Let's work together to grow seedlings, plant trees, buy in the soil, store the rainwater. Breathe in, breathe out. Keep trucking, keep going, keep breathing. Yes, the struggle is real. so are the signs. Breathe in. Breathe out. See you tomorrow. Peace.